laat aand oordenking op Tygerberg 104 FM.
Ja, praise God. Thank you once again, listeners. We just want to share the word of God with you tonight. For me, it is so important. We call it the unadulterated word of God, the word that cannot change. My scripture reading tonight is Luke 4, 28 and 29 and 30. The Bible said, "And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian. So all those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath." In other words, with anger and heat and indignation. "And suddenly they rose up," and the Bible said, "and they thrust," or they cast him, or they drive him out of the city, "and led him to the brow," or the brink of, we call it, the precipice of the hill on which the city was built. "Then they might throw him down over the cliff. Then passing through the midst of them, he went his way." Now my theme very briefly is, purpose has the tendency to defend us from premature death. And as we read the scriptures, because the Jews were so, they were very cross, and there was quite anger, and they were quite heated up when Jesus mentioned Naaman, because he was a Gentile. And they took him out of the synagogue and even the town. And they took him to a mound where they wanted to throw him off. But the scripture said, and he just walked through them. So it is quite evident that purpose has a tendency to protect us from premature death. Because it was not prophesied in the Bible that Jesus will be thrown from the cliff, but he will die on the cross of Calvary to save mankind, to save them from sin, to cleanse them, and to revive them, and to resuscitate them even. Hallelujah. So that is purpose. So purpose for me, it is so important in a time such as this. I also wrote this down. Purpose provided a reason for existence. Purpose provided a reason for existence. And that's why we are here, because we are born on purpose. We are born on purpose. The Bible said, many are the plan in a man's heart, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will and shall prevail. So it is important to know the reason why we are here. Because we are born on purpose. What we need to understand, people out there, that we are born on purpose. Purpose is priceless, but purposelessness is very costly. So we need to understand the reason why we are here in this earth. And we got to find our purpose. And what is very, very important, very essential and mandatory and imperative today. You cannot find your purpose if you don't discover Christ. Because if you discover Christ, then you discover your purpose. And if you discover your purpose, then you will discover your potentials. Because your potentials is locked up in your purpose. Hallelujah. And secondly, life with purpose is precise and directed. In other words, if you are purpose driven, then you're automatically directed. You know where you're going to, because purpose has a tendency to steer us and to navigate us, praise God. So it is important to understand your purpose, your intent in the Lord Jesus Christ. Number three, life without purpose is depressing and frustrating. So it is important to understand who you are, young man, young daughter, backslider, who you are, even the body of Christ. We need to understand we are born on purpose. And if there's no purpose, then life is meaningless, totally meaningless. There's no direction in life. So purpose is important, praise God. You know what is so profound in Psalm 31 and 15 and 16? The Bible said, my times is in thine hands. And there was a time they wanted to kill Jesus, but his hour hasn't come yet. So it is quite evident that purpose has a tendency to protect us from premature death, praise God. And number four, you cannot fulfill your purpose if you are in the wrong position. You're on the wrong position. So we got to be in alignment with God and his will. Hallelujah. So automatically then you will know what is your purpose. What is the reason why I'm here? I'm born on purpose. I'm born for a time such as this. I'm born to be a voice in the earth. Because Jesus knew exactly, because his footstep was been ordained by God. It was been ordained. And that was the reason why they couldn't kill him. They couldn't destroy him. They couldn't pulverize him, because it was not prophesied that he would be thrown from the cliff, but he will die for mankind. Hallelujah. And Jesus knew it for a fact, because purpose gives direction. Hallelujah. Purpose provides even a measurement of progress. We will progress if you know what is your purpose in life. You cannot just sit around and do nothing. You got to preach the gospel. People need to hear the word of God. That is my purpose. I know I am in Christ. I know I am in the Lord. So purpose has a tendency to protect us. He has a proclivity to protect us from premature death. You will never die prematurely. It remembers me of Pastor Francis sitting here, even here in the studio. There was a time he was being caught up in hospital due to COVID-19, but thank God he is still here. The devil is a liar. He's still a liar. Now I understood what David said. My time is in thine hands, and he is here, and he's still here tonight. So God has still a purpose. It is not done yet. It is not finished yet. It is not over until God says it is over. And he's still here. And what amazes me, what is so profound, he launched a book, praise God, when grace unfolded. Hallelujah. So grace is important. So grace kept him. Purpose kept him. The reason why he's here, not because of his family, not because of his wife, not because of his marriage, but because of the purpose of the Lord. Hallelujah. So God kept him for a time such as this. And the anointing of God, I believe, is evident on his life. That's why he's still here. He's looking good because of the purpose of the Lord. Because purpose provides a reason for his existence. That's why he is here tonight. And what we need to understand, people out there, just listen very carefully tonight. Jesus Christ is the source of our purpose. He is the source, the very source of our purpose. And I believe you got to know and understand what is your intent. What is your purpose in life? My purpose is I must preach the gospel. God called me many, many years ago, almost 30 years. I know exactly what to do. I'm obliged to preach the gospel. The necessity is laid upon me, praise God, to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Yes, the devil will try. He will try, but God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. The Bible said we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. And I know that God will do it. Let me tell you something tonight. If you don't know what is your purpose, discover Jesus Christ. And if you discover Christ Jesus, then you will discover your purpose. And if you discover your purpose, then you will discover your potential. Because your potential is locked up in your purpose. May the Lord bless you. And may the Lord be with you. You don't know what you give up when you give up. Never give up. Winners never win. Quit. And quitters never win. God bless you. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word once again. Your word declares in Isaiah 55:11, your words shall never turn void unto you. But it will accomplish, obviously, where you sent it to. May this word change people's life, transform people's life, revive their life, resuscitate their life, change their mindset, change their ideologies and perspective. Because James 1 and 22 and 23 said the implanted word that is able to save your soul. May the Lord help our people tonight and to understand what is my purpose, what is my intent in life, what is the reason why I'm born for. Hallelujah. And I believe the Lord God will, everything will work out for good for those who love God and for those who are called by His purpose. May the Lord bless this word. May the Lord even bless the listeners that listen tonight. And I believe it's going to be life-changing. God will change their life. God will renew their life. And God will change their perspective once again and ideology. Thank you. And I believe the word of God will change your life. God bless you. Amen.